Yes, sir. All your game. All belong to us.
All your game, all belong to us. Minicast, episode 3. I'm Robin Smith with Mike Hillman.
That's alright, Mike Hillman?
Yes,
or do you
want
to call him just Mikey or Michelangelo?
No, not Mikey.
Michael?
No, Michael dude.
Michelle?
Or Mr. Hillman.
Mr. Hillman, okay.
And what have you been doing?
I've been actually, strangely enough, I broke out the old PSP a few days ago. In participation, in anticipation of Metal Gear Peace Walker coming out soon.
Oh god, yeah.
So that's a fire up the old PSP. So check it still.
It's out next week, is it?
It's out in America at the moment, I think, and it's out. I don't know the exact date, but it's either the end of this week or next week.
Yeah, hopefully it will be.
I had to check it still works. It does, luckily.
Excellent. That's good news.
Yes.
That's good news on many levels.
Yes, yes, it is.
Which we'll cover at some point in the future. So let's move on very quickly and swiftly and comfortably onto the first of the news stories.
Excellent.
You've got some news stories, but
I do. I'll let you go for yours first.
Yes, I'll go for ours. First up, Solid Snake may not be in Metal Gear Solid Rising. Solid Snake voice actor David Hayter has gone on record as saying he has no idea if he'll be needed to voice the character in Metal Gear Solid Rising. Given the way Metal Gear Solid 4 ended, it makes sense that he won't appear. New box art for the game has also been leaked within the last few days, and leaked onto Xbox Live and was pulled almost immediately because, you know, whoops.
Yeah.
It looks very interesting, but
I'm guessing I haven't seen it. I'm guessing it's Raiden on the front.
He's facing away from the camera, like looking to the side, and he's got in his hand what looks like a spinal column, like from a robot
or somebody else made
cybernetic, like he is.
It could be interesting.
It looks all right, but you know,
yeah, it'd be a shame if David.
Don't tell me anything about Metal Gear Solid 4 because I haven't played it.
Well, I don't know. Do we know when it takes place in the time?
It's
confirmed after.
It's definitely after it, but exactly what happened.
No, but it will be interesting. But it'll be a shame if David Hayter doesn't make some sort of
He may appear as another character.
Yes, he does do the voices of a few, I think.
And they may reference Solid Snake in the story, obviously.
Yeah, he'll be
I mean, it's called
obviously.
Metal Gear Solid Rising. Yeah. I mean, it would be stupid if he didn't have some sort of reference to him in it, because why call it Metal Gear Solid anymore?
Either way, it'd be interesting. It's on the Xbox as well, isn't it?
Xbox. Yes, 360.
Achievements.
PS3, you'll get same thing.
Achievements are better than trophies.
They're the same thing.
Yeah, but I had a head start on my achievements.
Okay, yeah, we've got a much higher one, haven't we? On to the second story. Take-Two and 3D Realms drop Duke Nukem lawsuits. The lawsuit stemming from the cancellation of Duke Nukem Forever has apparently been settled out of court. Both Take-Two and 3D Realms have opted to dismiss the lawsuits that were filed in May 2009. Each party is to bear its own portion of the costs of litigation, and each party further agrees not to seek any costs or sanctions, according to the court involved.
I don't think I've ever played a Duke Nukem game. Ever.
Duke Nukem does carry a certain level of, I don't know, unconditional love for it.
Didn't they have one the same sort of time, maybe a few years after Doom 2, that sort of visual style? Maybe one of the first ones.
I don't remember.
I think I might play one ages.
I mean, there have been the main three games, and then just loads of little spin-offs from the Duke Nukem universe, but nothing serious. That 14 almost year waiting period for forever. Oh. Yes, a lot of people were born in that time period and now playing Duke Nukem games from back then. So I don't know. It's a shame it took so long. And still might not ever come out. Yeah. I mean, there's still rumblings that somebody will do something with it.
Even though I've never played it, it's a big franchise. It would be a shame to see it
I don't
die.
Think it's a big franchise.
Well, it was
it's a
big
franchise. The Duke Nukem account on Facebook that was started up after Duke Nukem Forever ended, and the voice actors hinted he's working on a game Duke. So you never know what's going to happen. But
watch this space.
We shall. Story 3. You can't outrun the thunder, baby. Paramount Digital Pictures is working on a game based on Tom Cruise movie Days of Thunder for PS3.
God.
Racing against NASCAR drivers such as Jimmy Jackson and Mark Martin, and Days of Thunder characters Cole Trickle, Rhodey Burns, and Russ Wheeler simultaneously is something that could only happen in a video game, and a great way to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the film, said Paramount Digital Entertainment President Tom Lisinski.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Not. Well, apparently they're working on Top Gear, the movie, as well.
Top Gun.
A game. Top Gun.
Top Gear game would be awesome.
Top Gun game. Yeah.
As long as it doesn't feature Tom Cruise as a voice actor.
Of course, well, it'll feature a model of him.
Yeah.
He's got to have agreed way ahead of future. Yeah. No way to like Tom Cruise. Always round here, stealing the fishes.
Yep.
From our larder.
Moving on. Nintendo 3DS to have analog stick and 3D camera? According to a report from Kotaku, the Nintendo 3DS won't just feature 3D gameplay, but perhaps also a built-in 3D camera and small analog stick.
That would be awesome.
Mm. Also, the system has been apparently compared to the Wii in terms of power.
Mm. So slightly better.
So it's slightly slightly less good than 360 frames, yeah, that we heard last time we were...
No, they'd have to be very clever in the way they do the analog stick, because, like, for instance, the PSP, the way you hold the device and use the analog stick, it just doesn't feel right. It makes your thumbs ache. So they'd have to do
people
it.
People are used to
it. Yeah, they'd have to do a lot of research into it. But if they do it right, it could be awesome. Could be brilliant.
Could be.
The camera sounds interesting.
After the PS, well, see, from the PSP experience, you know.
Yeah, the camera found miserably on that.
Well, that and just the stick itself.
Yeah.
The slider.
Yeah, not a real stick, is it?
You want a proper stick. Yeah. Like a bigger recess, thicker base,
yes,
and put a proper stick in there, it will work. But there's also word that the top screen will be twice as big as the bottom screen of DS.
Alright, the bottom screen's a touch one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, depends how they use it, I suppose.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to do that long, elongated screen thing anymore. It's the only problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds interesting. I mean, this is all rumour and speculation.
Yeah,
it
depends how they use it. Could be good.
Could be.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to some more footage of the 3DS at E3. So it should be interesting.
Okay. Would you buy
one? Oh, it depends on the price. Nintendo sometimes a bit iffy on releasing like a new version of something and then just put the price up too much, not enough to justify the changes, but it depends. It depends on the price and what games they will have that actually use the 3D feature at launch. So I think there will be few, but not that many.
I think there will be many, just not very good ones.
Yeah,
loads of little demo games.
Most likely,
examples of what could happen, just like DS when it first came out, and still.
Essentially,
lots of little brain training things.
Oh, God.
Can you see the 3D block behind the 3D globe? You know.
Yeah. Oh, I hope you don't have that.
Yeah, yeah. Turning the planet round and locating a place on the globe.
No.
And poking it. And lots of really stupid little simple things. I mean, I don't personally think that any of this, or the DS on the whole, has many good applications for actual fun gameplay.
No, it's more lots of casual
stuff.
There
are some fun games.
Yeah, there are a few, yeah.
But that might just be consequential.
Yeah, depends on personal taste, I suppose, isn't it?
Anyway, next story. Sony teases at new game. A countdown clock has appeared on a website connected with Sony about an upcoming E3 announcement. Apparently every 3 seconds a lightning effect illuminates what appears to be a Patapon styled image in the background behind the clock. Other hints include symbols that hint at beta testing and that it might be online multiplayer.
But it looks like it could be a spin-off of the Patapon games or a Patapon 3.
Some sort of maybe like a strategic battle game, but with like two people versus each other.
Yeah, that could work well for Patapon.
Multiple people versus each other. I mean, they had that on the Wii. They had a game released on the WiiWare channel.
Oh, that's their downloadable stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. There was a 2D scrolling sort of strategic game came out. I can't remember what it was called.
Pass.
It'll come to me later. I'll probably put it in the notes or something. And that's almost exactly the same sort of style as Patapon. It's really, except, you know, with the rhythm thing taken out.
But Patapon is one of the PSP games I've got to catch up on. It's It's one of those, a few that haven't played yet.
I played a bit of it. We got it up there. Yeah. Played a bit of it, but and they brought out the second one.
Yeah, the second one's maybe pretty good. Better than the first one, apparently.
And the first one's about to be really good as well. So. Mm.
I'll have to see if I can pick it up cheap somewhere.
I mean, the visual style is enough to charm you into wanting to play.
Yes, yeah. It looks
there's a lot of funky. Little bits of humour in there, so... yeah, it's something to check
it's like
out.
It's a nice, fun game. Not so, hugely serious.
Yeah, it won't offend grandma. No. Next on. 505 Games announces 360 PS3 mixed martial arts game. EA is supposed to enter the ring with EA Sports MMA this year, and THQ is well established with UFC, but soon mixed martial arts fans will have a third option. 505 Games announced that it is working on a title with LA-based game studio Kung Fu Factory. Called MMA Supremacy, it is confirmed to be showing at E3 this coming week. Kung Fu Factory is an indie development house made up from people behind UFC on Dreamcast, Mortal Kombat Armageddon, and UFC Undisputed, amongst others. So they know what they're doing, the people working for them anyway.
But is it just a general MMA or is it based on a particular brand?
It's a general MMA. I'm not sure if it's got a proper brand.
Obviously there's the UFC, which is based on obviously the UFC brand. I think EA is one.
There was hints that they might be going after a brand with it, but I don't think
the other main one apart from UFC is Strikeforce.
I think it's them who they're after, actually.
Could well be. I don't think they've had a game based on their brand before, so it could be interesting.
Yes, and it'd be nice to see rivalry on something else.
Yeah, because you've got obviously your huge rivalries between most sports games. You've got the football games, and I think there's a couple of American ones. Wrestling, there's TNA recently brought out one to, or a few years ago brought out
after
one to combat.
WWE.
Yeah, to combat WWE.
It's called WWF.
It's WWE. Now, they changed it years ago.
They don't really count, though, do they? It's still WWF, everybody knows that. After they buried all the other opposition using money and greed.
Yep. Just buy them all out.
Yeah.
That's the.
None of it really matters. It was all just bollocks anyway.
No, but seeing a rivalry in an MMA game is going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, it could be interesting, yeah. I mean, it's always good to have, choice.
Yes, definitely.
So anyway, we'll move on.
Yeah, but no, just go back to that one quickly. 505 games, you say, doing that, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, off the top of my head, don't quote me on this, but aren't they doing Naughty Bear as well?
They do lots of the smaller indie releases.
That I'm looking forward to.
You know, left of field.
See how they do that, and that they should give an indication for the MMA game.
I think they did Blood's Blue. And something else, I can't remember what other games. I've got a couple of their games up in the shelving somewhere. They've released some good games, yeah.
I look forward to Naughty Bear, that should be good.
That should have come out recently as well. Apparently it was due out.
They've released a few videos on Xbox Live recently. Quite funny. They do a remake of like the Alien scene with the chest burster with teddy bears.
Everybody's done that.
But I thought it was pretty funny. But no, that should be good.
So you've got some new stories. Want to go take your time through these.
One you beat me to.
Just milk it for a bit.
Let me move my...
You don't have to move closer, it's right, we can pick you up. Right. Fine.
Some of these are mostly rumours, but you know what rumours are like in the games industry. I've heard that it's a rumour that Retro Studios, which have done, or have previously done Metroid Prime and the two, I think there's two sequels, or however many sequels they've done.
Two sequels.
They're rumoured on, supposed to be working on a Wii game that stars, I don't know if it stars or if it's a side character, I think it stars Donkey Kong. So we could see a remake of a Donkey Kong appearing soon.
Or just a new Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Been milked enough as well over the years.
That could be interesting. Because seeing he started off the same time as Mario, and you compare the two,
he started before Mario, technically.
Did he?
Yes, he's older than Mario.
That's too old
for me. See, Mario is in Donkey Kong, but he wasn't called Mario. He was called Jumpman. There's your history education for the day.
Yep. Okay, next one. Apparently, Crysis 2, this is according to their site...
Beta.
Which, can't check at the moment because it's down, but apparently soon they'll be putting up sign-ups for their beta testing for Crysis 2, which is coming out on the Xbox as well as PS3. Xbox as well as PC. Obviously it's going to be a big step down technically from Crysis, because if you tried to put Crysis on an Xbox, I think it would melt. Most PCs melt.
I think it would. I think they could probably stretch it to working.
Maybe. But it would be close, because most PCs... at the moment still
take
can't
it,
handle
there'll be large loading times.
Like hour
PS3 between. Maybe would be more
PS3 probably could handle it. It just but that should be interesting. I might have to sign up for that. See if they do the beta just on PC or if they do it on Xbox as well.
From what I've heard, off topic slightly, but Castlevania, Lords of Shadow coming out, they're going to put that on two DVDs for the Xbox 360 just to make sure they fit it all in.
That would be good, yeah.
But on the PS3, it's going to be on just one Blu-ray.
Yeah, because you hear...
So it's going to be pretty big.
Yeah, some studios, instead of saying, we wanted to do this, but we couldn't fit it on one disc for the Xbox.
Yeah.
But it's good that they're not compromising and put it on two discs.
Oh, yeah, and now we've got the ability to install it onto the console's hard drive as well.
Yes.
You don't see a reason why they couldn't have released Metal Gear Solid 4.
No.
If they wanted to.
I would have liked that on the Xbox, but it's a bit late now.
And it's a shame that if you install, you have to, and there's a game with more than one disc, you can only use one disc at a time still to register it. Why, you couldn't just put in the first disc, install everything off all the other discs, and just play all the way through.
Yes.
Because the disc is only used to prove that you own the game.
Mm.
And it's from the same game, isn't it? Disc 1, disc 2, so it just wouldn't...
Yeah,
You know,
Microsoft's slow on picking stuff up sometimes.
Yeah, and when they do add things, they don't usually work very well at first.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the last...
Don't want to jinx Microsoft on my behalf. You know.
Last two pieces of news are just on some online DLC coming out this week. Apparently, the Monkey Island games are coming out that have previously come out on the Xbox, coming out on PS3 soon. I think it's next week.
I think it's two of them.
Two of them. I don't know how many there are on the Xbox.
There's some on Wii as well. Yeah, I was not surprised.
Some other classics I should go back to as well. I don't think I've played them. For years.
Surprised that on Wii you can get Superbad. You can't get that on any other consoles, as far as I know.
Interesting. And the other one is the Mass Effect 2 Overlord DLC, which I think just brings more quests and maybe a new character. Thing. It's
biggest
meant to be,
of the DLCs.
Yeah, that's they've given a date for it, and it's meant to be 15th of June, which comes out at the same time. I think there's a remake of an old Duke Nukem game as well.
It's strange they're releasing it in the middle of E3.
Yeah, I would have thought they would have waited until September, November, something like that.
Well,
yeah,
the next week.
Yeah, cause,
just
yeah,
another week. Yeah.
But then announced it.
Oh, by the way,
maybe
E3 they'll big it up and say, "Oh, and it's on release today." But it's like nobody cares because it's DLC. Nobody really cares about DLC that much.
Sometimes they don't make a huge push for them.
Mm.
But it would be interesting to see, because the last Mass Effect 2 DLC with the extra assassin character was all right. It wasn't brilliant, but.
New stuff is good. It's just that sometimes cost,
paying
that much extra for
doesn't
something
outweigh
small,
the benefits.
Isn't.
Yeah,
yeah. The fact that all the Left 4 Dead stuff is free on PC and we still have to pay.
Yeah, that's Microsoft though, isn't it?
I never understood why you couldn't have. See, Left 4 Dead 1, I think it has a special section. You can download onto it a user created maps thing.
On the PC, yeah.
Why not make the maps themselves and all the general resources available as a DLC pack? Like the best of the three best of them.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Why not make that available for Xbox 360 users?
They could do it similar sort of way to they do the mutation stuff in Left 4 Dead 2. It's like a new, the best map of each week.
And why, as well, have they got the mutation stuff and the blog in Left 4 Dead 2 but not in 1?
I don't know.
They could have added that.
So easily done it on the first one, yeah.
Just, or at least added new weapons and melee.
Yeah, but then we got the Left 4 Dead 1 DLC coming out, who knows
apparently,
when. So.
But, you know, we've had Half-Life Episode 3, you know, due out for 3 years.
Mm.
So, I won't hold my breath for that, really.
Valve can be pretty unpredictable sometimes.
Yeah, them and their fire monkeys.
That's all the news stories I've got for now.
That's all the news stories we've got, full stop. So, we'll move on to what's coming up for the next week with
E3. It's going to be a long list.
It's going to be a big week for me, especially. So, this episode's going on, recording today on Sunday. It's going up this evening, so you'll be listening to this. First few of you that listen to this will listen to it a day earlier than usual, because tomorrow we're going to go live. Not from E3, sadly.
I wish.
But we're going to do a live commentary on E3 as it is broadcast, the first press conference from Microsoft, you know, giving reactions. Feel free to message us while it's going on, because it has a messageable service on live stream. The website for the live streaming podcast is www.livestream.com. All your games. Now, there's a key difference there. It's All Your Games with an S. Normally it's game, but It's All Your Games are Belong to Us. And you'll find us live broadcasting there. And after the broadcast is over, give it an hour and you should find it on demand as well if you want to watch it. But like I say, we've got Twitter integration there, and you can also use the message boards to talk to us.
We will all be tweeting.
Give us your opinions too. So that's going to be happening 5 p.m. tomorrow English time. That's so if you're outside of the UK, time. GMT,
the
best of times. except it's right now GMT plus one. So
are we on daylight savings?
Yeah.
I never know which.
So so it's going 5 p.m. UK time. It's easier for me to say.
Yeah,
if you're in America and you're listening to this show about video games, you already know what time Microsoft's press conference is going. So if you want to listen to us as well, just check us out an hour earlier, and we'll be getting ready for it then. We will have video of the press conference, hopefully streaming with us, but it's a big logistical technical nightmare. So hopefully. Fingers crossed everything should work.
Yeah.
But don't worry, you won't miss any video or anything if you watch or listen to our podcast stream instead. You'll actually catch it with us talking over it, ruining it for you.
Yay.
On the Tuesday, next day, at 4 p.m. UK time, is Nintendo's live press conference. So there won't be as many of us, but we'll try and do something for that day as well.
Yeah, we'll try and get there, yep.
And straight after, on the same day, later in the evening, is Sony's press conference. So as long as some of us are still alive and able to do something, we will on both of those events.
Haven't had a heart attack with overexcitement.
Yes, and confusion. And the amount of time there is available. Again, all of this will be available, like say, on livestream.com/ All Your Games Are Belong to Us. You can also find the video stream itself on a page on our official website. Or your game are belong to us. yolosite.com. Just look at the links at the side and you'll find or your game are belong to us TV.
Yep.
And click on that and find it there. So feel free to watch.
Please do.
Yes, please do, or else all this effort is for nothing.
We'll cry.
I won't cry. I'll just go out and complain a lot.
We'll write an angry letter to all of you.
Oh, an angry letter to all your mothers. After that, on Thursday, we'll be recording our last show for this series, and we'll be reflecting on E3, the series itself, loads of other stuff, the usual things we add in there, but we've added E3 reflections.
Yeah, E3. That should be covering everything.
Yes, all up. After that, I actually get to have a holiday in a couple of days.
Yeah, you're off to Glastonbury, aren't you?
Yeah, Glastonbury. Lucky kid. Yeah, so not only am I going to be exhausted from all this stuff, I'll be able to not sleep for a week while people piss up against my tent.
You get covered in mud.
Well, it probably won't rain.
Oh, I hope it does.
I hope it doesn't.
I want to see you covered in mud. It's
you're
muddy
not going to be
year.
There, are you?
No, I want to see pictures when you come back.
I won't take a camera.
Damn you.
Anyway, we shall move on to our competition before we finish up.
How many entries did we have last week?
We've had, again, a record number of none.
Excellent.
Now, I think people listen because we've got quite a good number of downloads, so people must be listening to the show.
Could just be one of us downloading it over and over again.
Well, could be, but I suspect it isn't. Are you downloading it?
I have subscribed on iTunes, yes.
Yeah, but that's like one person.
True, then. Yeah.
Even if all of us do it, that's six people.
I subscribed once as well in the Apple Store on one of their iMacs.
Yeah, so the Apple Store itself is
the Apple Store itself.
Apple Store, if you're listening, enter our competition now. Anyway, so we are hitting our fourth rollover competition.
Yay.
So the tally of prizes is at Alan Wake avatar downloadable codes for T-shirts for male and female avatars. Hitomi stand-up figurine.
Doll thingy.
From Dead or Alive.
It's moved.
For Kingdom Hearts manga. For the first Kingdom Hearts story. And now we are adding in a pack of Nintendo playing cards.
Let me look. Ooh.
And a copy of Watchmen on DVD.
That's a good film. Nice.
It is a very
film
good
written
film.
By Alan Moore.
It is written by Alan Moore.
Same man who...
You've won two things. Don't say anything else.
Oh, sorry.
So the next competition question is, I want you to name for me, personally, with a kiss, I want you to name two graphic novels or comic books Alan Moore has worked on.
You're lucky
aside
you stopped me.
From Watchmen. So it can be any two, but they have to be actual Alan Moore scripted comics or graphic novels, whichever you choose. Because, you know, it's just nitpicking if you call it, you know, you insist on a graphic novel. You just list the two and send the email to me at contentnocontext@yahoo.com. That's contentnocontext@yahoo.com. You can also find a direct message option at Twitter, obviously. Yeah. So, at Gabe Belong to Us.
Yeah, that's if Twitter's not over capacity again.
If it's breaking down, don't worry about it. But, yes, at Gabe Belong to Us. Just remind me that it's for the competition and give me your full answer. And your email address would be good, just so I can get into touch with you and get proper details to send the items to you, if you bother to enter the competition.
If you give us your name as well, we'll give you a mention on the podcast.
Exactly, yes. Which is another thing. If you have anything you want to say to us, or any messages, or any comments, or anything you want us to cover, feel free to email us.
Yep, drop us
once
a line.
I've forgotten now.
Whatever it is.
contentnocontext@yahoo.com. I get tongue-tied. I get stuck in a loop. I'll do it probably. So we look forward to hearing from you about anything, really.
It's pretty easy question.
If you're going to slag us off, you know, just if you want to enter the prize, feel free. And if you just want to say hi, feel free.
I might have to get
you some publicity.
Enter the competition myself. These quite
you
nice
can't
playing
enter
cards.
The competition yourself. You work on the show.
I know. I could know the answers anyway. You're lucky you stopped me.
Yes.
I was going to name some more Alan Moore stuff. Yeah.
What do you think of it? They're actually nice playing cards.
They're good. Yeah. They've got Peach and Mario and Luigi as the court cards. You got your instead of numbers. You know, you normally get the pictures of the spades nine times over. You got stars and mushrooms and stuff. They're really nice.
Yeah. I hope
great for any Nintendo
fans. Whoever enters can enjoy them while watching the movie. Just play a game of Mario Poker.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Anyway, that's enough from us for now. So, any last words?
Just make sure you tune in on tomorrow to watch us, or listen to us. We'll watch and listen to us, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, they won't be able to watch us unless I get the camera working. Do you want them to actually see our faces?
Well, there we go. No, that put everyone off, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's a risk there.
Yeah.
There's just too much lard to feel the camera.
Just want to watch E3, you don't really care about us, tune in anyway, because we'll be streaming it.
Well, you'll get it live and you'll still be able to hear some of it over our voices.
Yeah, maybe.
Depends. You'll be able to see what's going on.
Depends how excited we get.
It might be a bit slow. I don't know how well this is all going to work. But that should go well. Any contact details for you?
If
you
want me to contact you? As always, you can get to me on Twitter at @Captain_Hillman. Or my site still isn't up, so there's no point mentioning that because I'm lazy, never done it yet. Or you can email me at. I've got so many emails, which one to give out?
The one you use the most? Might be
yeah, good. But I don't want to give out my personal email.
What are they going to do?
Email me at. Email me at personal@michaelhillman.co.uk. That's michaelhillman.co.uk.
And Xbox Live?
It's Hillman.
It's space or underscore?
Space.
Okay, because that's often a mistake.
Yeah, some people mix them up, but no, mine's a space.
A vital mistake.
Thank you.
You can find me as well at Twitter at ContentXContext, GameSpot as ContentXContext, and on 1UP, I think, as ContentNoContext, and I'm also on Xbox Live as Cibutsu, Cibutsu, just in case you're wondering. And I think that's everything.
Yeah, that's about right, yeah.
Everybody say goodbye.
Bye. Everybody, you mean me.
You and her over there isn't saying anything. Say bye. Bye. Louder.
Bye.
There you go, bye. So we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Hopefully listen to you, or listen to us. You listen to us when we do the listening. Tune in to us again sometime, please. We have no friends.
Tomorrow, 5 p.m.
5 p.m. tomorrow, yes. Love you.
Bye.
from the terrible, terrible future of awful games. 3DS. Say that again.
Nintendo 3DS?
Well, you could say Nintendo first, but yeah, I just wanted to edit this out so it sounded better.